over a week ago, the applications to the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, better known as NSFAS, closed, and they received over 400,000 applications for funding for the 2019 academic year. The application process opened in September and ended two Sundays ago, and the highest number of applications came from KwaZulu-Natal, while 63% of those applications were female. The disturbing statistic, though, is that only 24% of those applications were for learners intending to go study further at TVET colleges. Joining me on the line is the Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Buti Manamela. Buti, it is concerning, is it not? Because we would want to encourage more matric learners to go to TVET colleges as opposed to universities. Good morning.
Good morning. Look, I mean, I fully agree with you that it is quite concerning that the turnout for applications for financial aid for learners who intend to go study in TVET colleges is this low. And, you know, it has been the trend. Although there has been an increase this year, I think we also need to remember that, you know, financial aid for students in TVET colleges has only started for, what now, 2, 3, 4 years. And so the take-up, would obviously be low compared to those in universities. But secondly, you know, what concerns us the most is that most of the learners, when they do not make either the grade or are not accepted in universities, they will be flocking to our TVET colleges and also, you know, flocking to the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, you know, asking for funding. So essentially making TVET colleges the default. And I think the third point is that, of course, the increase compared to, you know, the previous years shows that we are making progress in terms of our campaign of, you know, the decade of the artisan and also the, you know, getting learners to focus on studying in our TVET colleges and all of that. But the impact is still not sufficient. And I think it speaks to what we need to do more as the, you know, as the department and as the ministry in order to ensure that we get to encourage more and more students, you know, to apply to TVET colleges and also to apply for the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. I've always emphasized throughout the period the importance of our TVET colleges. We have invested resources in our TVET colleges in order to improve the quality of teaching, to improve the infrastructure, to also improve the workshops, which helps us to simulate the workplace. We've also improved generally the lifestyle, you know, in our TVET colleges. And we believe that they are more and more becoming attractive to students. About 5-7 years ago, our TVET college student population was only 150,000. And today we're talking about anything between 600 and 700,000 students. Of course, it's still, you know, below the 1.1, 1.2 million students that we've targeted in the National Development Plan. But we believe that we are making some progress. So the big challenge will be to work with the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, to work with our college principals, but also to work with schools and to encourage parents to, you know, open up as it comes to, you know, TVET colleges, because TVET colleges are no longer what they used to be in the past, where they regarded as places where students who are not academically astute should be going to. Our TVET colleges have drastically and significantly transformed and improved, and they're churning out quality, skilled graduates who are readily available, you know, for the labor market, and many of them are making it as entrepreneurs. So I really think that, you know, we need to double up our efforts, you know, to ensure that students are informed about the opportunities of studying at TVET colleges.
There's then a logistical nightmare looming because, as you say, of the 400,000 plus applications, 330,000 of those want to go to a university of their choosing, and the universities, 26 of them, do not have capacity to absorb all of those students, meaning, as you said a moment ago, they'll be flocking to those TVET colleges. Now, applications for funding closed first week of December. What will be the process then of converting the applications to go study at a UCT, for example, and now need to convert to studying at Northlink College? Can they use the same application to redirect the intention of the NSFAS funding, or is that it? They won't be able to have access to funding if they then switch the application to a TVET college next year.
Look, I mean, I think what we need to remember is that we've learned lessons this year in the beginning of the year when TVET colleges reopened, where in many students flocked to our TVET colleges because they were not admitted to the universities. And we have developed, therefore, a national strategy for managing the application systems in order to take also that into consideration. So I think that's the one point. The other point is that, NSFAS grants you a bursary on the basis that you want to study. So you either are going to be studying at a university or at a TVET college, but ultimately that bursary granted will be based on where you are being admitted and not on what you have applied for. So we will be encouraging the National Student Financial Aid Scheme to exercise flexibility in order to ensure that, students do not have to reapply. But we really want to encourage students, to in the coming academic year to really apply for opportunities to study in our TVET colleges, because we believe that TVET colleges are our future.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Deputy Minister for Higher Education, Buti Manamela, reflecting on the very low percentage of students applying for NSFAS funding for the 2019 academic year being directed towards TVET colleges. But as you said, many of those applying to go to university will be rejected by those universities, and then those students and learners will then have to flock to TVET colleges, where they are improving the quality of education and quality of skill that they are teaching to their students.